Thursday night, Shmaitzah Shir, Earl Chavdalad Shvat. We're in Shmaitzah Beis, Perek Chof, and Shmaitzah's been going through his Shita, his Chiddush. Well, it's not really his Chiddush, he has a supporting Beis Shmuel. The Hakir is even if your knowledge is based on someone else. I maintain that it's only if it's that super darga that the Shulchan Aruch speaks of Nemanolai Kebetrei. Not, as I told you, a story with the Moshe, that Chazal said a woman's not believed to say that she was Mazana. She's not believed, because it's a Mishnah in the Dorim, even though Shavin Afri Chadich Yisur, what do you mean, classic case? So there's a special Takana de Rabbon or not, because it's a great way for a woman to get a get. If she wants a get, if she wants to force a get, she could say she was Mazana, so we don't believe her. So, but it says if you believe her, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you believe her, you can make trade, then you have to be Megarisha. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim, this is reflected in Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, where he says that Lafrushi Meisura, you're allowed to tell a husband that his wife was Mazana, can move on if you saw it. Not if you suspect it, not even if you saw her, whatever. I mean, you have to follow the Lashon Hara, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, but Lafrushi Meisura, you could certainly say. And he gives us an example telling the husband that the wife was Mazana. So he has in the footnote that Kemuvan is only an Eirechot, he's not Neman to ask for a woman al Baila. It means that the husband believes him Kebei Trey. Anyway, in this story, the husband said he believes her, but Ramesha understood what was going on, that no normal woman, the husband figured my wife would never do such a thing, and if she says she did it, she for sure did it, or else she wouldn't say she did it. Like, what woman would say that about herself? And so Rav Moshe said, you know, Chazal was smarter than you, and they were chayshish that they never nosna ba'acher, and there was a little shackle of integrity, but Rav Moshe was insistent, because when does the halacha apply? When it's not, and really this is really one of the, it's not even a chiddush what the Moshe is saying. The chiddush was that he chapped and he checked and he asked questions. The din of Nemakabei Trey doesn't mean in this matter, as the Chafetz Chaim says, not that you believe him now because it's Gishmak HaLashon Hara, so you want to believe him because it's very Gishmak. Then you're over the issa of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, we're talking about that you believe him in everything. We're just talking about being allowed to believe him. Not allowed to listen to him. Okay, you know, it gets complicated in the Lashon Hara.
But what happened in the case, though?
I don't remember what happened. Oh. I don't know, maybe. That I can't tell you. I just remember it wasn't even a hit. Maybe what I remember about it was the succinct way, if that's the right word. Rav Moshe said, you know, you don't believe her. You believe her, but Chazal said she's not Neman. Chazal, it's like you against Chazal. That was the very sharp way of putting it, that you're arguing with Chazal. Because he understood that he believed her because she's saying this story. So Chazal said she's not believed. The case of believing her means that in all of her dealings and everything, in all of her life, she would never ever issue or say anything untrue. And your mom is like, her word is gold. You can take it to the bank, as we say. So the Shmaita never speaks that out. But I'm convinced that that has to be the case. It's not just Tom, you believe him. We need the darga, and really you find this in the Gemara, as I said yesterday, in the Sugya and Krisus about Achal Techelev. But there it's with two Eidim. But you see this level that the Rishonim speak out the words, it's Ke'ilu Yoda. It's like you yourself know. There's even a Pasuk, Ayhoida Eilav Chataso, you realize that you are Chayte, and we even Darshan Veloshio Diyuhu Acherim. Not that others tell him, but there's a lot of cases there. Two Eidim, what does he say? Migul, maybe you come across it when you learn about Metzia, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. You come across a taste of the Sugya, but the real Sugya is in Krisus. Anyway, so here you have a Pasuk Ayheda Elov, Sheyeda Me Atzmo, Below Sheyodiyuhu Acherim, and not that others tell him. And nevertheless, most Rishonim hold, and it's really Muchach in the Gemara, like that, that if two Edim say that you Chalt Achelev and you don't know, you're quiet, you don't know, so then you can bring a Chatas, even according to Rabbonon, because it blibes, this is the Lashon of the Rishonim, it blibes Hoyda Elov, it blibes that you know. And there already we have a Pasuk being Mema'et, if others tell you. And still we say no, there's a certain level where you can so much be Makabel what the other person is telling you that it's called that now you know it. Now you know it. So that's the Madrega. That's my two Adam here. It's one Adam, but it's there is a line is crossed where it's not some you believing what he said, but it's so clear to you, it's so true to you, it's so undisputable that now, if I, you know it. That's the lesson of Rishonim, there increases. I'm borrowing that love.
You accept the reality.
What?
It becomes your
virtue. It has to be such a person that you would take his word to the bank and you would believe anything he told you.
But meaning like a person could lie and he could also start believing his lie to an
extent. His own?
I'm
not talking about a person that says it.
I understand. I'm just saying, like, is that what the Rav's saying? Like, that the person becomes so...
No, we're talking about believing someone else.
Wrapped. Yeah, but he agrees that that's what happened. He sees...
No,
I'm
not talking about
reality
a...
reality
No, I'm talking about a legal point, not a psychological one. That legally, you know it. It's just like when you see something now, you know it. Why? You didn't study it in a book. You saw it. And it entered your head, and now you know it. But you still need an assist. If you heard my speech last Shabbos, you need an assist from the eyes, or you need an assist from the ears. But now you know it. Yediyah is acquired through Shemiya or through Re'iyah. So this is a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
But it's a third
way of acquiring Yediyah.
It's subjective. It doesn't mean people have to believe. Only
no,
you have to believe.
It's only if it's true for the last 40 years.
No, but I'm saying this person has to, person A has to believe person B. It's not everyone has to believe person B. Not like the world knows this person is.
He doesn't even have to believe him. He could say, "In this, I don't believe you." What the chiddush always is, what the din always reflects, that if you believe him, you get into that darga where you could do shavya nafshe based on that. And you could do Yakir based on that. It's all these things that and if an Eidecho tells you your wife was Mizaneh, you're Mechuyev to give a get if you believe him, if the guy was on that Madrega. So it has tremendous ramifications. Granted, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the Rishonim speak out that nowadays there's no such thing. No such thing nowadays that a person should be so trustworthy and so truth-telling that I don't know, you say Rav Palm or Yaakov Kamenetsky. These are the people. You see, The Allah is not talking about the Gedolim. Talking about people.
Well, you know where they're lying from. You know where they're telling
the truth. So, you know where they're telling the truth, you believe it. Good child. I don't know the answer. What? Yes or no? Like what? Are you asking me
a
conceptual question? When it's like Yael Amaisa, come and ask me, and I'll answer you. It's not a conceptual question. Yeah, I said that's how Yaakov is working. No. It's very rare that you believe someone on this level. The halakha speaks of it as a rare metzius. When he knows he wasn't bayah lunch, he has a kid. The husband knows he was not bayah lunch. He went on a business trip for 10 months. He comes back, mazel tov, you know. What? He won cases. He knows he slept in the living room for 9 months. felt those cases.
Well, once he has that darga, so now why do we believe him? Because of Yaki.
That's the Shmaitzer's Chiddush, Beis Shmuel's Chiddush, actually. Yeah. Now it blinds Yakir. Okay. Now he's going back to the Rambam.
Once it's Yakir, why don't we believe in Yakir?
So why isn't he believe in Gabi Chalitza?
Yeah,
that's the Rosh's question on the Rambam.
I don't understand
the question. There's tens and tens and tens of hundreds, maybe, of things in the Gemara where you're believed legabe this din and not legabe that din. Yaker is a nemonos in the parsha of Yerusha, and the Rishon and the Gemara extrapolates it.
Also, Ben Yerusha and Chulas
Imams. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
Sorry.
And the Gemara extrapolates it to the psul of the child. And the Shmaitzer will soon tell us, but we won't get there today, that there are Rishonim that then extrapolate that into his talking about the kashrus of the child. But that's it. You can't start piling up your own things.
Isn't that mana b'chol matayim?
What?
Isn't that mana b'chol matayim? If you say, we believe him to say Ben Chalutza, Ben Chalutza, Mamzer, we don't believe him to say, how can we not believe him to say his son?
No, it's not. Yeah. Certainly not B'chama on the sign. You mean Kal V'chomer. You mean... We have to straighten you out here. It's not B'chama on the Messiah. Why the B'chama on the sign? You mean Kal V'chomer, he should be believed in a more lenient case. What does B'chama on the Messiah mean?
It means that when you say, it means it's included automatically by definition.
Right. Not by, not with, is B'chal Mono Messiah a Kal V'chomer?
No.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
By definition.
So B'chal Mono Messiah doesn't apply. If you say, if he's believed to say the kid's puzzle, he should be certainly believed to say that it's a kid, Lagabi, going without Chalitza.
He didn't say puzzle, it's a Ben Grusha.
Yeah, Ben Grusha.
Son.
That's not the case. We're talking about the same case.
No, I know it's not the same case. I'm just saying when he says the words Ben Grusha, it means that
he's the product of a Koyan and a Grusha. Yeah, fine.
So how do we can believe him as the son? If we're not willing to believe him.
That's not the case. The case by the Chalutza is not Ben Grusha. He's saying it's not my son, and it is my son, and we want her to go l'shuk b'li chalitza. You have a woman that's becheskas. I don't think it matters. She's becheskas issa l'shuk. The husband dies. There's no children. Now there is a child, right? But it was born premarital. One thing at a time. He's saying it's my child in the Rambam's case. He's saying it's my child. So the Rambam Paskins, this Rambam doesn't talk about Mamzeris. Paskins is saying it's my child, he's not a Mamzer. The Shreiter's going to talk about it soon, that the Yakir allows, that the Yakir allows the father to be Machshir, the child also. We're going to see soon. More you don't see that, really. You see a woman being nemon to be after the child. I mean, there is a case. In father, it's not a normal case. Either the case would be that he was with her the whole time and he saw she wasn't Nazana with anyone else. Or it would be the Shmaitzer's Chiddush that he believes her and Mamela he's saying the child's kosher. Otherwise... Okay, you want to say that, fine. The Shmaitzer's not going to say that. He doesn't even talk about it. And any halacha that says Neman Kabetre does not ever say what you are saying. You're saying give a lie detector test.
Lying into the case where the guy believes his wife.
Yeah, but he believes on me. That's what I'm saying. It means, the Shmaita doesn't talk about it, but it means believer on the level of all those cases of Shulchan Aruch, where you believe someone and it blives that you know it, you need this special super-duper belief. What you're saying is a lie detector machine. Okay, he can tell when he's lying. She starts blinking very rapidly.
A tell.
What? I honestly don't know. We're not communicating. I don't know what one thing has to do with the other. We're talking about Yakir. We're talking about how does he know. We're talking about he believes her. So now you want to say he believes her because when she lies, she starts coughing. And I say, I don't know, maybe, maybe not, who knows, who cares. I have a believer in Shulchan Aruch, in Yishonim, that talk about he believes her because she never, ever, ever tells a lie. I don't know why even I want to start talking about it. There's nothing gay on the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza just talks about believing her. And the Shmaitza, a person that's reading the Shmaitza doesn't know that, would think, it means stop, he believes her. Stop, a low level of belief, he believes her. Okay, so the Shmaitza could mean that also. I know he can't mean that because there's no such thing. You're not allowed to go believe someone. And therefore, create dinim that are only true if you know them. So I believe someone else, it blives I know them. That's never true. It's only true in a few selected cases. You can count them on the finger of one hand. And in all of them, it says that it means he believes the person on the level of that if he told him his wife would be Mizane, he would be Mechuyev to give her a get. Even though, Ein Dovah Shebar Vapachos Mishnayim. So you have a case. What about in such a case? You might as well say, what about in a lie, if there's a lie detector test?
Lie detector, I would say it's the same as DNA tests.
Lie detector is much less reliable.
Polygraphs are only about 78%.
Much less reliable. They're not considered reliable at all. In America,
not in court.
In America, they don't allow it in court. In Israel, they allow it in court. They even have it in Bati Din. But I talked to a bunch of Toyanim, and the subject came up a few weeks ago. I was shocked. I talked to a few Tainis.
There's certain gums that can actually invalidate a polygraph.
He said the Beis Din does not, they don't paskin on Peter polygraph. They just use it as one of the many, you know, indications or factors. They just accept it, just like they'll accept. Nowadays, we accept anything. We accept an Eid Echad coming in to talk. We accept a woman coming in to talk. Like the whole Hilchos Eidos just about out the window today. Just about. Yeah, because the Beis Din ends up. Because the Shtar Birurin that the people sign give the Beis Din a latitude to Paskin. I mean, the Shtar Birurin we have in Muncie with my Rosh Beis Din says explicitly that we're not tied down to Hilchos Eidos. And when you're dealing with money, and I have a fight with Rabbi Landesman about a get case, but when you're dealing with money, they have the right to empower the Beis Din to do just about anything. Can empower the Beis Din to make a judgment call. Can empower the Beis Din to. They can't empower the Beis Din to. What?
It just sounds to me like the Gemaras that talk about you can't make a Tanai that's against Chiyuvei the Torah. Like you're going to
no,
be
you're empowering the Beis Din.
No.
You're empowering. The Beis Din has to. Paskin. You're empowering the Beis Din to Paskin. There's two different things. You can do it in two different ways. I mean, you can empower the Beis Din to paskin based on their best assessment of the case, and you don't need to weigh them. You're asking it's masal mashkasa b'tayra. First of all, in momentus masal mashkasa b'tayra it's no kaya.
Okay.
But second of all, here it's a little different. You're not masal mashkasa b'tayra. Really, you're. This is more like masne shoy mechina. Like since the acceptance of responsibility for watching something is ultimately a personal one, so you could say you're not being mathematical, you're saying I'm not, I want to be a shayel. I want to be a new hybrid type of watcher where I'll be putter from onsen. Let's
say the same thing about shark susanona. A woman, it's a personal decision.
You can't make up your own issues.
That's my point. The bottom line is it wouldn't work.
First of all, the Dovah Shebe Moments no kind.
Right, so that I didn't know.
But there, it's even easier because you can't create a new type of Ishus. even if Davish and Bimom is no Kayim, but you can't create an Ishus that's not Machayev Shekhsus Vahina. But wait, listen. You can't create an Ishus that's not Machayev Shekhsus Vahina. Because Ishus is unique, and the Torah decides what Ishus entails, and what it's Machayev and what it's not. Now, the reason Davish and Bimom is no Kayim, because it's the equivalent of saying, Almanas Yemoichalmi. By Shomer, though, the Rishonim explain that the Torah's four categories of Shomrim, with their respective obligations, are not locked in cement. It's not like Ishus where the Torah decides what marriage is. Here, it's like a business transaction between two people. So the Torah gives you four categories and says what their chiyuvim should be, and that's bestoma. But if I want to make a deal with you, then I'll watch your object for money. But I won't. But I'm not accepting responsibility if it gets lost. So you're not a shayna sochataka. You made up your own thing, but that's okay. Ishus, you can't make up your own thing. By the way, this is all Mavur, if you ever get a chance to learn, the very, very big, very long Tosfos and Af Al Pi and Ksuba stuff, Nun Hey, I think. And all this is Mavur and Tosfos.
That's a personal deal, but in our case, it sounds like, but I'm pretty sure your exact question was that your Mavatel,
it's an empowerment of Bezdin on the basis of what they can judge. I use the lashon mevatel din eidus because, as a bottom line, it's almost irrelevant, because the shtar birurin we have nowadays empowers the bezdin to paskin based on their best assessment of the situation, and that's legitimate. That's a gemara. Now, the reason we do it, why do we do it? We do it is because no one really understands how life used to be, really. And I'll tell you, and to have two kosher witnesses that saw whatever you're talking about, that saw the transaction, that saw you talking to each other, that heard the conditions you made with each other, is so not lemaisa that all business activity of Frum Yidden would come to a halt. Nothing's, unless you have it in writing, it's a shtar. But even a shtar, if you don't get two kosher witnesses to sign it, then it's like the whole, I don't know, the life is different. Maybe everybody lived in a small shtetl where, you're a diamond district. Imagine they have to, they don't do it. You don't do business that way. There's no kosher witnesses around. I don't know. That's my terrence. It's just a terrence. It's a convenient, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe you have your own answer why they do it, but it's universally done. It's very, I don't think I've ever sat on a dentira, ever, in 15 years, that two kosher witnesses showed up. I wanted to say this. You know how unlikely it is?
I thought it was because people just lie so much more easily today.
Well, they still was lying, whatever. Aidim lie.
So I don't know. That's what the question is.
The Baladinim lie. And if the Baladinim don't know how to lie, the Tainim teach them.
There's always a star be ruined in order to have the best thing.
Always. I mean, there's always is one. It's very rare that you don't need one. Maybe in, I mean, I could think of like New Square, because it's one town and it's one shul. And there's one road, and it's a. The truth is here, okay. It's not a kehila in that sense. It's not. If Beis Tefila the Moshel would all live, you know.
It's a moshav with one shul.
Yeah, moshav with one shul, and there's a road of the moshav. He probably is authorized even without them signing anything, and that's really Medinas Yisrael with the Rabbanut system. If history would have flowed a little differently and everybody would have accepted the Rabbanut, then that's really the system they set up, is that there's a Rav in every city. Like here you have Rav, what's the name, Rav Bitton, he's the Rav of the city. And theoretically, if he appoints, you know, a Bezdin or whatever, you have to go to them and you don't have to sign Shtar Birurin. Lemaisa is not practical because there's so many misnagdim to Rabbah knew it. They just ignore it, so it's not a practical thing. But in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it rather could have been that way, because you have cities of Jews, and you have kilos of Jews, but the Klal is so fragmented, that it's never going to happen. So the truth is, though, in Kiryat Belz, Marshall, you do have by Hasidim, you do have these pockets where theoretically you have to go to them, and you don't have to sign Shtar Bureau in that automatic jurisdiction. But it's never done because there's no taxes. Maybe I'm saying in Square is a town, they pay taxes. In Halacha, it has a lot of this taxes, and most of it is totally in taxes. Marshall and Muncie, before I left, the Vishnitsa formed their own township, Keser, it's really Keser, but you know, the Hasidim, they say Keser. So they formed their own township, but they don't collect taxes. Very complicated. If you know the levels of city government, there's a township and a town and a city and a village. It's all like who gets a post office. It's like, well, Airmont has its own post office. The whole thing is like two blocks long. It's like on Sorotskin. If you're on Sorotskin, you have Itri for two blocks. It's Unsdorf and then Itri for two blocks, and then it's Mattersdorf. But Mattersdorf has no legal standing. It's just a shchuna, a neighborhood. But the Meister, they have a rub. I mean, they had their Scheinberg with the rub of Mattersdorf all the years. You mean the chuyif to go to him? I don't know. They don't collect their own taxes. They don't have their own garbage pickup. They don't have their own services. It's just really a neighborhood. The neighborhood has no halachic standing. Usually what creates halachic standing, ironically enough, is taxes. And halach and the tshuvas forum, usually what determines, you can't tell it, because what determines what city you belong to is where you pay taxes. Now they have, in America, they have a commuter tax, so you can't tell. If you come work in New York, you have to pay a commuter tax, right? They charge you, they tax everything now. So you can't tell anymore. They just tax them away.
It's one of the things posts can look into when someone wants to know what country he's like living in, like if he's in
taxes.
Israel. Where he's paying taxes. If somebody wants to know to keep one day yontif for things like that, one of the things they ask about is
like most but they didn't. When you want to know who's really is a chroy for who's in charge of the company, they look at who signs the checks. A lot of times the fight, whose moisset is it? They look who signs the checks, that's whose moisset it is.
It doesn't work that way in business though. You'll have a CFO signing all the checks, but nobody thinks he's running the company.
Yeah, but if a dispute would break out, then he would say it's his company. Unless the minigam makom is that stam or something.
Actually, American law is a little bit different. Whoever signs the payroll checks, if the taxes don't get paid, they can go after his personal assets, not just the company. That is the law in the U.S. So, what the Rav is saying is that
I don't know. It depends where. In a moisa, they look at who signs the checks.
Rav, in the shmeisa, why is he not? He eliminates the possibility that we believe in the being mamonis of your age. Like the Gemara says, not a kind of Yehuda, just because since he can give a matana, so then
he says why? Because he doesn't know. He mamonis addresses that point. He says amigo is pointless if you yourself don't know. If you know and we think you're lying, so amigo says you're telling the truth. Because if you wanted to lie, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't know, and your only knowledge is because you're believing someone else, so amigo accomplishes absolutely nothing. Yeah, we believe you that you trust the other person.
No,
that's
no,
all
no, this
there.
Is amigo. He can give him a ton to whoever he wants. That doesn't, right? That's the mindset. He can give matana where he wants. So if he wants to give him matana, you want to say, this is my before, this is your age.
The Shmaitz is learning it's only up to Migu. I think you mean to ask, because you want to learn that it's a different lumdus called biyado. That biyado gives you nemonis. It's biyado to give it away as a present. So he's nemon to say it's his child. But the shaila is, there are many Rishonim that learn it's only al Migu. Migu, it's Biyado to give it away, so he's Namun. It's only a Migu. The Shmaita keeps talking about Migu. If you want to know this, when it's migu, when it's biyado, that's not migu, you have to wait till Shmaitzavot. Okay, we'll start.